Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Effortless Reading by Vu Tran is a short self-improvement guide that reframes reading as a practical skill for learning in an age of non-stop information. Rather than promising speed reading tricks, the book emphasizes deliberate reading, approaching books with clear intention, selecting what to read with purpose, and extracting ideas you can actually use. Tran writes for people who feel overwhelmed by how much there is to learn, especially entrepreneurs and busy professionals who want reading to translate into better decisions and results. The core promise is not that reading becomes passive, but that it becomes more efficient and sustainable through simple habits and a structured approach. Across mindset, process, and note-taking, the book aims to help readers stop wasting time on unfocused reading, improve retention, and build a consistent practice even with limited daily time. It also highlights lightweight annotation methods that make it easier to revisit and apply what you read in both print and digital formats. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, deliberate reading over speed reading, a central theme in Effortless Reading, is that reading faster is not the same as learning better. Tran distinguishes deliberate reading from speed reading by placing comprehension, retention, and application ahead of raw page count. The book argues that many readers feel busy and still end up with little to show for it because they read without a specific outcome in mind. Deliberate reading begins by deciding what you want from a book, then engaging with the text in a way that supports that goal. This may mean slowing down for key sections, skimming portions that are less relevant, and actively checking whether the ideas connect to a problem you are trying to solve. The point is to read with intention, rather than treating every page as equally important. In that framing, efficiency comes from better choices and better focus, not from forcing higher words per minute. The deliberate approach also supports confidence for both fast and slow readers. You are not judged by speed, but by the usefulness of what you take away. This helps turn reading into a repeatable learning tool instead of a sporadic hobby. Secondly, mindset shifts that separate a smart reader from a regular reader. Tran emphasizes that better reading outcomes start with how you think about reading. One of the book's recurring contrasts is between a smart reader and a regular reader, not as an intelligence test, but as a set of habits and assumptions. A smart reader treats reading as an investment, chooses material aligned with current goals, and expects to do something with what is learned. A regular reader may read out of guilt, trend chasing, or vague self-improvement intent, then wonder why the knowledge fades quickly. The mindset shift includes giving yourself permission to be selective, to stop reading when a book is not delivering value, and to prioritize understanding and use over completion for its own sake. Another shift is recognizing the reality of information overload, because the stream of knowledge keeps growing. The advantage goes to people who can consistently extract and integrate useful ideas. In this view, reading is a system that feeds decision-making and action. The mindset also supports sustainability. By focusing on outcomes and building a process you can keep, the reader replaces heroic bursts of reading with a calm, repeatable practice that fits real-life constraints. Thirdly, a structured approach built on a few key elements. The book presents a recommended reading approach that is designed to feel lighter and more controllable than common read cover-to-cover routines. Tran frames the method around a small set of key elements that make reading both efficient and easier to maintain, especially when time is limited. While the details are kept simple, the underlying logic is clear. Define your purpose, engage actively with the content that matters, and create a way to capture insights so they can be reused. This structure helps reduce the hidden costs of reading, such as rereading without direction, forgetting key points, or accumulating half-finished books with no actionable output. It also supports adaptability across genres and goals, from skill building to business learning to personal development. The method implicitly encourages different reading speeds for different parts of a book, which can be more productive than trying to maintain a constant pace. The emphasis on a repeatable approach matters because it turns reading from an aspiration into an operating procedure. Instead of hoping each book will change you, the reader relies on a consistent process that makes insight more likely and makes improvement measurable over time. Fourthly, annotation and coding to improve retention and retrieval. One of the most practical contributions in Effortless Reading is its focus on annotation as a tool for thinking, but not decoration. Tran advocates a simple system for marking and coding passages so that important ideas can be found again quickly. This responds to a common problem: readers may highlight many lines, but later cannot remember why they mattered or where to locate the most useful parts. A lightweight coding approach adds meaning to highlights by signaling what kind of value a passage holds, such as an idea to apply, a key principle, or a memorable quote. The book also notes that the approach can be used with both paper books and ebooks, making it flexible for modern reading habits. The deeper point is that retention improves when you interact with the text, make judgments about what matters, and leave a trail for future review. Annotation becomes a bridge between reading and action because it creates a curated set of takeaways you can revisit when you need them. By reducing friction in retrieval, the system helps ensure that reading produces reusable knowledge rather than fleeting inspiration. Lastly, building a sustainable habit in small daily time blocks. Tram positions consistency as more important than intensity. Effortless reading explicitly encourages readers who feel too busy to read by arguing that meaningful progress can come from small daily investments, even as little as 15 minutes a day. This focus makes the method accessible to entrepreneurs, professionals, and anyone balancing learning with demanding schedules. The habit-building message also targets slow readers and people who struggle to finish books, offering a way to reduce wasted effort and avoid the cycle of starting many titles without extracting value. Sustainability here is not only about time management, but also about reducing cognitive resistance. When reading is tied to clear goals, supported by a repeatable process, and reinforced by simple note-taking, it becomes easier to return to it day after day. The book frames reading as a practical input that can feed better decisions, creativity, and problem-solving. That orientation helps readers justify reading time as part of their work and growth rather than a luxury. Over time, the combination of small daily sessions and deliberate capture of insights can compound into a larger body of usable knowledge. In conclusion, effortless reading is best suited to readers who want reading to produce concrete benefits rather than just a growing list of completed titles. Entrepreneurs, busy professionals, and self-development readers who feel overwhelmed by information will likely appreciate its emphasis on control, intention, and practicality. It can also help slow readers or inconsistent readers because it replaces vague ambition with a simple process that prioritizes extracting value. The main benefit is not a promise of effortless outcomes, but a shift toward reading that is easier to sustain and more likely to stick. By encouraging deliberate reading, the book pushes you to decide why you are reading, what to focus on, and how to capture what matters so it can be applied later. Its annotation and coding focus is especially useful for readers who highlight heavily but struggle to revisit insights. Compared to many books in the reading productivity category, it stands out by downplaying performance-oriented speed claims and instead emphasizing comprehension, retention, and action. It is also notably concise, which makes it approachable for people who want a quick reset of their reading habits. Readers looking for deep academic coverage may find it brief, but those wanting a straightforward framework can gain immediate improvements in how they select, process, and use books. If you would like to support VuTran, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.